Thank you for calling the Max App Customer Care. My name is Tianti. May I please have your zip code so I can access your account?
06611.
06611.
Yeah, I just have a quick question.
Okay, thank you for that information. Do you have an account?
Yeah, this was a while back, but what I wanted to find out is if it's an older unit, since these are more on the natural side, can you still take them if it's expired because, you know, they're a purer form?
Okay, well, I'll have to locate and verify in your account before I can provide you with any information because we do have over many products. May I please have your first and last name?
I have the product in front of me.
Okay, I will have to locate and verify an account. May I have your first and last name?
It should have been under Elio, E-L-I-O, and last name D-I-T-U-L-L-I-O. But he hasn't ordered it in a long time.
Okay. And do you know how long ago that was?
Not sure. But I have a box here that's back on May 14, 2017. And what I was wondering is, since it's in a pure form like this, is it still, you know, you could still take it because it's, you know, a pure type of a product.
And what's the name of the product?
Name of the product is Omax 3 Ultra Pure.
Okay, because I'm not locating anything, and it's only a one-year shelf life.
Yeah, I understand that, but that still doesn't mean if it's so pure and so natural that it can't sustain longer. Sometimes they do that because they want you to buy another one.
Okay, and it should be an expiration date on the side of the box, sir.
No, I know that. That's what I'm asking you. I already know it has an expiration date. I'm asking you, since it's a pure type product, that you could still take it past
the expiration.
No, sir. Now, why is that? I want to know the reason why.
The product has an expiration date. It means that the product is expired. It's only a one-year shelf life, sir.
So if it's pure and it has everything in it, it's in a blister, it's sealed, it's not in oxygen, it's not loose in a container, it's all positioned in a pack. So it's not exposed. It's not exposed to anything.
Okay, well, with you not having an account, sir.
It's in a blister pack.
Understandable. With you not having an account, now I know with our Omax 3 Ultra Pure, you have to go by the expiration date. I wish I was able to further assist you.
Well, there's only the only one is Omax 3. This is the same one. You guys are not making five different ones. This is the one.
Okay, well, you probably ordered from a different company or something of that nature, but with our Omax 3 Ultra Pure, it's a one-year shelf life.
Yeah, the one that this is coming from is New Haven, Connecticut.
Yeah, you have the wrong customer support number. We are located in Lewiston,
Maine. That's the number on this box.
We are located in Lewiston, Maine, sir.
Okay, so the number on this box that corresponds to that is how I got you.
And repeat that number for me.
1-800-765-6691 for questions. That's the number.
That is our customer support number, but we are not located. We are located in Lewiston, Maine.
Well,
maybe
it
was a glitch in the number.
Well, not a glitch in the number. You can't get all those numbers all correct and then call you. It would make no sense.
Well, we're not in Connecticut. I'm sorry.
That doesn't matter. That's fine. I'm just letting you know that the number that you're talking about, customer service, is that number. That didn't change. The number's still the same. So based on knowing that, is there somebody there that could tell me deeper about the product? Since it's a pure play type of product in a blister pack, if it has a longer shelf life than the expiration.
No, sir, do not. I can advise you that.
Okay, and what makes it not become a longer shelf life? What does it mean exactly, not having the shelf life? What changes about it?
The product expires in 1 year.
Yeah, that's great, but you're not giving the definition of what happens to it after a year that's saying that you can't take it? What is it that changes?
Okay, one moment, please. Let me take a look over that information. One moment. Thanks for patient holding for me. I'm consulting with my supervisor. Just bear me one more moment.
Yep.
Thanks for patient holding for me. And the what is the expiration date on the box, sir?
5/14/17.
2017.
Yep.
Okay, one moment. Thanks for patient holding for me. I'm still here. Just grab me one moment. Thanks for patient holding for me. I'm just still consulting with my supervisor. I'm sorry about the delay. Just continue to hold for me.
Yep.
I'm so sorry about the delay. I'm just still holding on my supervisor. One moment. I'm just still consulting with my supervisor. Continue to hold. Thanks for patient holding for me. Now, sir, in the beginning of the call, I did inform you that the expiration on the product is there to tell you when it is no longer fresher, and we legally cannot advise you to take expired products.
Okay, so it's supposed to have, you know, natural properties in it, so that's why I was trying to figure out why can't you still take it, since the whole claim of it is pure.
Yeah, we legally cannot advise you to take expired products. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can see that, but you still haven't given me the answer of the question is, what changes about the product?
We won't know that information, sir.
Why wouldn't you know that?
I can consult with my supervisor. One moment.
Yeah, I'd like to know that.
Thanks for patient holding for me. The reason why we wouldn't recommend you to take the products at the expired date, after the product expires, because the ingredient is expired, sir. That's the reason why.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate all your help. Thank you very much.